Navigating Through is a special four-part She Explores miniseries made in partnership with Subaru. With our eyes in the rear view, as much as they're looking out at the road ahead, through this four-part series, we'll tell stories about finding adventure locally, reconnecting with those close to us, and taking the side roads that bring us back to what drives us: connection, purpose, and creativity. I'm Gail Straub, your guide for Navigating Through. This is episode 2, Building Bonds with Family. In more ways than one, our circles have tightened in the last year. And while for some, family have been out of reach, for others, it's been a constant. In this episode, we'll talk about some of the ways the importance and concept of family time have shifted during the pandemic for two women, and how getting out in the outdoors together, away from the everyday routine, helps to strengthen those bonds. Before we jump in, I want to acknowledge the staggering number of lives lost to COVID, over 500,000 and counting here in the United States. Each person a member of a family, whether chosen or by blood. And while these losses may have in part crystallized who and what we hold dear, these losses deserve to be honored in equal measure. So I just want to take a moment to do that. First, we'll hear from Allie Nicholas.
Entering motherhood is kind of a shocking thing, or it was for me. Like, I had all these ideas around what it would look like and how it would feel, and then it happened, and it was so much more incredible and chaotic in a lot of ways.
Allie Nicholas is a filmmaker and photographer in the Pacific Northwest of Oregon. She and her partner, Corey, are parents to a little boy named Wolfie, who entered the world in February of 2020.
I was just 3 weeks postpartum when things started moving really fast in the U.S. towards lockdown.
Allie's been navigating new motherhood alongside a pandemic, which has shaped a time that's impossible to plan for.
I had to kind of immediately let go of my expectations for community, for support, for my friends and family, being able to hold my son, which is such a basic, simple thing and something I wanted so desperately, and it just wasn't possible. And it was pretty lonely. My partner is a National Geographic photographer, and he was traveling and working for a story during that time. So I was alone a lot. And on the flip side, it didn't feel in some ways like I was missing out on much because of the pandemic, which was a concern of mine going into pregnancy because I love my career so passionately. And I suspected slowing down would be a little hard. There is this enormous pressure, which I'm sure you can relate to always be creating, to remain visible. And the pandemic kind of just like shut that down. And honestly, in many ways, helped me get more aware of it and let me let go of that urgent feeling of needing to, you know, stay busy and to just be really present with my son in this really magical, special, transformative time that is the fourth trimester, that first period where they're new in the world.
Along with becoming a mother as the world shut down, Allie has also navigated through the uncertainty of the end of pregnancy and her postpartum body.
Like in my head, I was like, oh, I'll like ski into labor. You know, I'll like rip my skins off in front of the hospital or whatever. And I think it's good to have an idea and a plan and then to just be really flexible and flowing, which is a good mindset, I think, to have with parenting as well. But, you know, I had preterm labor and some other complications with him. So like the last 2 months, I always couldn't really go up and down the stairs too many times in a day because we wanted to keep him in. Mm-hmm. And of course, he ended up coming out like a week after his due date. Go figure. Like, got cozy in there. But I was pretty mellow the last couple months, and recovery was harder than I thought. Like, my first walk around the block, I was like, whew, that was real. Like, I was way more exhausted than I'd been after, you know, running a marathon or something. It was an adjustment. And I think learning to have grace for myself in that process was a really valuable learning opportunity. I love the postpartum realness, you know, women with their like mesh underwear and their giant bellies. Cause I didn't even know that you still had a giant belly because no one ever talked about that. And it's such a like postpartum, such a quiet time. So you don't see women out about in the world like a week after they have a baby, but they still look 6 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Or at least I did. It took me about 6 months to start to feel normal in my body, which is totally fine. But there is like so much expectation.
Oh, yeah.
Around bouncing back, which I'm just like, that's baloney. We're bouncing forward into whatever's next.
I just want to pause for a moment and say that on another level, I feel that too. After this tender year, a pressure to bounce back to quote unquote normal. While Allie was growing her family at home, the pandemic has changed other relationships.
You know, I am the oldest child and I'm 37. So my family has been waiting for a grandbaby for a long time. And same with Corey's family. So everyone is so excited about Wolfie. And it's unbelievably heartbreaking for us that they can't spend time with him. My father had a quadruple bypass surgery, emergency one in the fall. And, you know, not being able to go there and be with him and, you know, having this moment of not being sure how much longer he'd be around because of that. And he's doing great now, which is wonderful. But that was really, really hard. And, you know, my partner's father passed away in the spring. So yeah, it's been really hard, I think, in that way, you know, not being able to spend time with family during this year where, you know, having a kid, it's you want the whole village around you. You want your family. I've wanted my family around me more than I ever have probably in my life. So that part's been hard. And you know, we stay in touch with them as best we can. But I feel like, and I've noticed this with friendships too, that I feel like in the beginning, there was like so many Zoom calls and so much connection. And that's kind of dropped off. I think we're all a little weary of that. So we haven't been as tapped in as I would like, but I'm hoping this summer, fall, be able to spend time together again now that our older family members have been vaccinated and everyone is healthy and doing well. And I guess that's like the most important at the end of the day.
Oh yeah, that's hard though. I'm sorry to hear about your partner's dad and your dad's health issues too. It's hard to be far away.
It's really hard. But again, like, so just thankful that everyone is healthy. That's a big blessing in this year where so many people have, you know, lost people they've loved.
Nature has been a grounding force for Allie her whole life, from growing up in Alaska to incorporating it into her profession as a documentary filmmaker. Amidst the strain of the last year, I was curious how she's beginning to fold nature into her own family life.
I was raised to view a connection with nature as kind of a basic need, sort of like food and water. You know, that comes from a place of enormous privilege. Like, I grew up in Alaska where wildness was unavoidable. You know, like our house backed up to like endless miles of mountain ranges and forests and rivers. And I knew long before I had a kid that a deep connection with the natural world would be one of the biggest priorities, if not the biggest, outside of, you know, feeding him and providing him shelter. So Corey and I are really fiercely committed to Wolfie having those same freedoms and connection with nature that both of us had growing up. So he went out on his first hike around 10 days old, and we spent as much time as we could in this big park near our place in Southeast Portland. Living in a city does make it a lot harder, especially during a pandemic. But we moved out to White Salmon in the Columbia River Gorge in December. I can't think of a more incredible place to raise a child. And now he's out here, out in nature, like every single day, because we can walk to trails from our house, which I could not be more grateful for that. And he loves being outside, and no matter the weather, and is his calmest when we're outside. And it's really calming for us too, as adults.
I bet.
We've taken him backpacking and skiing, and I feel like he's gotten a lot of adventure under his belt for being a year old. In some ways, I think postpartum I was a lot slower than I thought I'd be. And same with pregnancy. So it's been like a gradual easing back into being out in the world and ramping up adventure, which feels good and right for us. You know, in this process of slowing down and rooting and building our family, I think being in one place and not traveling so much is so in line with so many of my values and how I want to live my life. You know, when you're traveling all the time and it's one thing to the next, it makes it a lot harder to be really present. And being present with my son, with my partner, you know, with our animals and with myself is become such a big priority.
Considering all that Allie has found in nature this past year while bringing along Wolfie, I asked her if she had any advice for new moms who want to make adventure part of their lives.
My biggest piece of advice is to just go out and do the thing. It can be scary, it can be intimidating, but kids, as it turns out, I've learned, they don't really need that much to be happy or to be well taken care of. We took Wolfie on a 3-day backpacking trip when he was 8 months old in the Wallawas at the end of September, which is very much shoulder season in the backcountry. And it was freezing at night, like snowing, probably 15, 20 degrees. We hiked 8 to 10 miles per day, and it was so challenging. But afterward, I realized it was more challenging in my head before going and doing it than it was actually doing it, if that makes sense. I built it up to be this big thing, and I gained so much confidence from that trip. It made so much more seem possible. And, you know, we built up to that. Like, our first hike was a mile, you know, in a city park. I don't even know if you can call it a hike. It was like a stroll, but it felt like a big hike at the time when he was a week and a half old. So by the time he was 8 months old, he was like ready and comfortable with it. So I think the main thing is don't let your discomfort or your fear of discomfort almost get in the way of the rewards that you and your family will get from being outside, from being in nature and being with each other in those places.
Oh, I love that. I love the building up, and because it becomes more of a muscle that you can flex, and you can also talk mm-hmm. yourself into it when you start talking yourself out of it.
Yeah, you just like you commit. You're like, I'm going to do this even if I don't want to. Mm. And I think that's the biggest thing is, yeah, committing to yourself, committing to your word, to your agreement. Like my agreement with myself was we're going to get Wolfie outside and we're going to go do these things. And when it came to that trip, I was like, I actually have no interest in hiking into the cold with a baby. Like, that doesn't sound very fun. And it was incredible, you know? So I just like held that commitment, even though at the time I didn't really want to do it, to be totally honest. I was like, this sounds scary, but it was awesome. So I think remembering that is helpful.
Well, today Allie is bringing Wolfie out into nature. One day when he's older, the roles might reverse, as they have for Paulina Dow, who is now leading her mom on trips. I had the opportunity to talk with Paulina about a recent excursion, as well as how this time has helped her reconnect with her parents, who are her strongest link to her Vietnamese heritage.
I'm just really thankful for how much of a trooper my mom is. She's always game to put up with my shenanigans.
Paulina is an avid weekend adventurer, documenting her outings on her Instagram and her blog, Little Grunts. Recently, she and her mom got the opportunity to take a micro-adventure to Tahoe in a new Subaru Outback Onyx for an overnight winter snowshoe. What does your mom think about the writing that you do and the photos that you take and a lot of the ways that you choose to spend your time outside?
I don't think she really understands it. She's just like, people follow you to see what you write. People like follow you to see what you post on Instagram. And it doesn't really make sense to her. And she's just like, you can make money off of this. But at the same time, I think her perspective has really shifted from, no, this is a very dangerous thing, to like, wow, like my daughter does some really cool stuff. And sometimes she takes me to do those things with her.
That's awesome. Case in point, the recent snowshoe trip at a cabin near Tahoe. I asked Paulina where the idea sprang from.
The snowshoe adventure was kind of just an idea that I had in my mind of being able to showcase winter to my mom without it really being winter. She's definitely at an age where things like, you know, skiing and snowboarding are a little bit out of the question because it's just kind of hard on her body and she doesn't recover as well. And she's honestly just at a point where she's like, I don't really care about, you know, snowboarding and skiing. We can rent a cabin and I'll make food and you can come back and have food and I'll just like sit on the couch and read or something like that. So snowshoeing is kind of a really awesome, like low impact way for me to get outside in the winter with my mom. Snowshoeing is something that I don't think she's ever done before. I mean, I think she's done it like once or twice because she used to be like the mom who was really into going onto like field trips with me and my siblings. And she would always sign up to be like a chaperone for like science camp, like in the Marin Headlands or science camp in Yosemite. And I'm like 90% sure she went with us, with somebody in my family to Yosemite, but she says she didn't. So she was really excited to get out and try snowshoeing. And at first she was a little bit apprehensive because she was like, oh, like, I don't know about getting a COVID test done or taking time off of work because she's been working a lot. And then she kind of just said to me, you know what? I've been working too much. It would be really great to be able to get outside and spend some time with my daughter. And she's turned on all of her out-of-office emails and then drove out to meet up with me in Sacramento.
Just like she was there for Paulina, taking her to extracurricular activities as a kid, Paulina's mom made the time for the snowshoe trip. The stories we're hearing today are a reminder that our bodies will always continue to change. Paulina mentioned snowshoeing being a good lower-impact sport for her mom, and Allie shared that her body changed in pregnancy and postpartum. It's good to respect that, and also to be proud of ourselves when we try new things and push our limits, no matter what point we're at in our lives. Is there anything that you learned about her when you were on this trip together?
Yeah, I learned that she's a trooper. I think growing up, I was always just like, oh my gosh, my mom is like so embarrassing. And like, she was always like super duper strict. And I felt a lot of resentment towards her when I was growing up, just because, you know, like she had this vision of, you know, what she wanted her kids' lives to look like. And she wanted us all to be really successful and grow up and have good jobs and be able to take care of ourselves. And so like that pressure of just like always being on my A game made me really resent my mom. But like now, like that I've had a lot of time away from that and I don't see her as often and we don't live together, I'm just really thankful for how much of a trooper my mom is. She's always game to put up with my shenanigans. I kind of forgot how long this snowshoe trip was. I wanted to go to this really cool hut at the top of this peak in the Tahoe area. I did it at some point last year and I remember it being like not too long, like maybe a couple miles at most, pretty flat. But then that's also coming from me, somebody who goes out a lot, does a lot of hiking, whereas my mom does not do that as much. And she's more of a walk around like the neighborhood, walk around the local park where it's all pretty flat. And I'm just like, oh yeah, mom, you know, like this is super chill. It's going to be flat. Like it's going to be a little bit snowy, but it'll be totally fine. And then maybe like a mile or two in, I was just like, huh, like this lookout's a little bit further away than I expected. She was just like, why are we going uphill? And I'm like, we're not going uphill. This is super flat on this fire road. But she, you know, kind of just kept pushing herself. And she complained a little bit or like was kind of poking fun that I kept saying we were almost there. And then finally, we kind of just got to a point where she recognized she did not want to go any further and it was starting to get out of her comfort zone. And she was able to vocalize that so we could turn around and go back to the car and have snacks and treats and stuff.
When you're a child, you need someone to take care of you. And when you're older, you might just get the opportunity to return the favor.
I would take control of the situation and be responsible and carry all the things. But then, you know, like her mom instincts would also kick in and she'd be like, hey, like, why are you carrying so much stuff? Like, are you eating enough? Are you drinking enough water? So it was like a really interesting balance. And I'm just like, mom, like, I've done this a million times. Like, don't worry about me. Like, this backpack is chill. Like, I carry a lot of weight all the time. And this is something that I'm going to do again over and over. But, you know, if you're not comfortable and you're not having a good time, this is something that you're never going to try again. So it's easier for me to kind of shoulder a lot of the burden and be a little bit uncomfortable than it is for her to be uncomfortable.
Hmm. Do you think you two will go on a trip like that again in the future?
I hope so. I think I would definitely have to do a little bit better research on my end, or find something like a really cool destination for my mom to go check out. But she talked a lot about how she was just really excited to be outside and not at her desk. And she's just really excited to try something new. And growing up, we spent a lot of time driving through the Tahoe area. My mom would toss me and like a bunch of other girls from my volleyball team into the back of the car and leave to go to a volleyball tournament like when it was dark out. She's always been the one driving and being awake, and it was kind of cool to be able to repay that favor to her and show her around some of my favorite spots in the area.
Oh, and were you the one driving too?
Yeah, I drove pretty much the whole time. I don't know, much to her dismay, because she was just like, oh my God, she activated mom mode again. She was like, oh my God, it's going to be snowy. Are you going to be okay? I'm like, mom, like, I've driven through snow before. It's not a big deal. Like, we're in a Subaru. We have all weather tires. It's not snowing. The road is not icy. Calm down.
Would you have any advice to share for anyone listening who wants to encourage a family member, especially a family member who's of a different generation, to spend time together outside in the way that you and your mom did?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where having pictures help, and having it be like a trip or a trail that you've done before, and you're able to gauge the most difficult parts of it. And then being able to, you know, sit down with the family member or whoever it is to outline the entire trip and say, like, hey, like, this is something that I would like to take you on, and here's what we're gonna do. And then also just setting expectations on what the trip will look like. So it might not be the most difficult hike or like the most difficult trail or whatever, but just being able to kind of shift your mindset from like long, hard days to just spending time with a loved one is really, really helpful to me.
Hmm.
But I think it's also kind of like advice that I would give to people who are trying to introduce friends or whatnot to like backpacking or hiking. This is something that you do a lot, and their experience with you is what will maybe make or break whether or not they do it again. So being able to like collaborate on what you're trying to do, and really just like setting the expectation that we don't have to go hard, we don't have to go far, we're just here to have fun and to introduce you to a new experience. And we can always like stop and turn around whenever we want. If it's starting to be too much, like, that is totally okay.
For many of us, COVID has made us think a lot about what we have taken for granted. It's made us remember that time is precious, and connecting with those that we love is priceless. I'll let Paulina tell you, in her own words, what she's been thinking about.
One of the thoughts that I had was just, when you're growing up, you think of your family members, the people who raised you, as kind of being invincible, and you never think that they're going to get older and not be around anymore. But now I'm at an age where my parents are getting older, and it's kind of just like a little bit of a bummer. You know, their movements are a little bit slower, their bodies don't recover as easily, and things that maybe weren't super hard for them before are getting a little bit more difficult now. So just kind of thinking about that just made me want to spend more time with my mom, or like my parents in general, especially because, you know, I am a first generation American. My parents are kind of the link between me and my Vietnamese culture. And so, like, when I was growing up, I really kind of rejected that side because it just felt so other, and I wanted to fit in with kids at school and, you know, kind of like try to assimilate. And now It's just like, oh, like my time with my parents is really limited. And so I want to expand on that and spend more time with them and learn about them and their family and their history and like what my grandparents were like. And just so that way I don't lose that connection to where I came from.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Family means a lot of different things to all of you out there listening. It might be who you've chosen to spend your life with. It might be a reliable voice on the end of the line or a virtual community that helps you better understand yourself. No matter what family means to you, I hope this episode gave you the opportunity to reflect on who you'd like to see in your passenger seat on the way to your next adventure. This was episode 2 of Navigating Through, a 4-part She Explores miniseries made in partnership with Subaru. All 4 parts are available in your feed now. Featured in this episode are Allie Nicholas and Paulina Dow. Learn more about each interviewee via the show notes or on the episode landing page at she-explores.com. Each woman featured is an existing Subaru owner or had the opportunity to test drive a Subaru vehicle, exploring outdoor adventures close to home. For this episode, Paulina test drove the 2020 Subaru Outback Onyx. Learn more at subaru.com/outback. Music in this series is by Josh Woodward. This episode was hosted and produced by me, Gail Straub, with editing by Julie Hotz. Navigating Through is a She Explores miniseries and a production of Rabble Media.